It is the radio segment that's more addictive than crack cocaine. Ooh. Oh, wait. Sorry, I read that wrong. It's the radio segment that's addicted to crack cocaine.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is from Yakima, Washington. Cops saw a 32-year-old guy named Marlo Only blow through a stop sign last week, and they tried to pull him over, but he wouldn't stop.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So it turned into a high-speed chase in the middle of a residential area, and Marlo refused to slow down until he finally lost control and crashed into an abandoned house.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
It was abandoned.
Yeah.
After that, he took off on foot, but authorities caught up to him, and when they asked why he ran, he said he didn't have a choice because he was in the middle of an emergency, and it was an emergency bathroom situation.
What?
Go!
Oh,
in other words, he really needed to take a toozy bad.
Oh, man.
Why wouldn't you just find a gas station instead of speeding down
emergency,
the road?
Emergency, Brooke. Well, emergency.
Obviously, a bathroom emergency doesn't qualify as a real emergency, and cops told him that the excuse wouldn't let him off the hook. So Marlo immediately changed his story and claimed he couldn't stop because his car didn't have brakes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now
I get that one. Yeah, I mean, that's what I meant instead.
Cops didn't buy that one either, and then they arrested him on the spot. No word on how long he had to wait before finally using the bathroom. Mm. But hopefully he got that done in a nice, clean manner. This next laser story is out of Southwest Illinois. We usually associate the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia with freedom, but there's also a 35-year-old woman named Liberty Bell, and she can't stop getting thrown in jail. A few months ago in Laser Stories, we reported that Miss Bell got arrested after she locked herself out of a stolen car. I think remember that one or not?
I remember that one.
Then while she was out on bond, she was arrested a few months later for stealing a March of Dimes donation jar.
Oh, wow.
And now Liberty Bell is in trouble again, this time for beating up her public defender.
What? Yeah.
Right before a court appearance last week, she attacked the woman who was supposed to represent her. The woman ended up with a few scrapes and a pair of broken glasses, but she's okay. And I guess she's very dedicated to her clients because she actually got the cops to charge Liberty with a misdemeanor when they could have charged her with a felony.
That's the nicest public defender ever.
This next laser story is out of Missouri. There's a newspaper called the Laclede County Record, and it made its own headlines recently. The publication ran an ad for a county commissioner candidate. Mm. The announcement was supposed to say, quote, "His biggest assets are his people." But instead, there was a typo, and it read, "His biggest asses are his people." Afterwards, the newspaper issued a long apology on Facebook, but blamed it on the fact that writing asses instead of assets is, quote, "an error spell check won't catch."
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. We rely on spell check.
Yeah, you should probably also have somebody that reads it, too, before you send it out, but whatever.
Yeah, they're short on money. They probably fired their editor.
This next laser story is from Clovis, New Mexico. The other morning, a 28-year-old man named Griffin Hatch was in court to explain to a judge why he'd missed a hearing. He explained to the judge that he couldn't make it because he was sick and handed him a pharmacy bag. When the judge looked in it, there were several condoms and antibiotics for multiple STDs.
Wow.
Wow. Someone's been busy.
Different kind of sick than I was expecting.
Griffin told the court that the only reason he missed his court time was because, quote, "my genitalia are swimming in disease."
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Even the judge is like, I just touched that bag.
Yeah, just leave the courtroom.
Yeah.
The judge replied saying, well, there's no doubt that you are receiving medical treatment, and then referred the case to a circuit court judge, then left the bench to wash his hands, probably, because he felt dirty.
Yeah.
And he handled a bag full of venereal diseases.
Yeah.
If he stays clean from STDs and the law, we'll let you know.
Okay,
good.
STD check-in.
Next laser story is out of breakfast headquarters.
Ooh, yes.
Remember not too long ago when IHOP changed its name to IHOB with a B for their new line of burgers?
Mm-hmm.
And the internet was weirdly obsessed with the name change until they switched it back to IHOP less than a month later?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're the dummies because according to IHOP, the stunt led to 20,000 news articles, 36 billion social media impressions, and their burger sales quadrupled.
They quadrupled from what, though? Were they selling burgers
from
before?
Marketing experts say there's nothing like free publicity, and the breakfast chain pulled it off in great fashion. IHOP believes it was a huge success, saying, quote, "literally everyone in the world knows that IHOP now sells burgers.
Yeah,
so
that's true. For them. I feel like what we need to do, name change.
I think IHOP is probably going to now start doing this all the time, just for new products that they have on their menu, and it's going to get really old.
Every restaurant is going to start doing it.
This next laser story is out of Money Central. We got the results of a new poll about things we hate spending money on, and the number one answer is very surprising. Here are the results. Number 10, we hate spending money at the dentist. Mm. Number 9, car insurance. Mm-hmm. Number 8, don't like spending money on work clothes. Number 7, utility bills. Mm-hmm. Number 6, we all agree we hate spending money on bachelor or bachelorette parties.
What?
Number 5, retirement contributions like your 401k. Number 4, birth control. Although it's a lot cheaper than having a baby.
Yeah.
Number 3, buying wedding presents for people.
Wow.
Number 2, your own wedding costs. And the number 1 thing Americans can't stand spending money on is buying things for your significant other.
What? Yeah. That's over car insurance and dental bills? Like, I'd rather go get a cavity and pay for it than actually buy my significant other something.
I'll get you some flowers.
Doesn't matter if it's a husband, wife, girlfriend, or boyfriend, they say.
Wow.
Just everybody hates spending money on their significant other.
That's
messed up.
Sad. Yeah, that's actually sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the land of honesty. According to researchers, we all lie so much that we don't even think about it.
That's not true.
You might feel bad if you tell a big lie, you know, like, yeah, I remember to pick up the kids. I just don't know where they are right now.
Oh, no.
Big lie. But it turns out those lies are bad for you. According to a new study out of Notre Dame, the average person lies 11 times per week. In the study, they had people ages 18 to 71 try their best to not tell any lies for 10 weeks. By the end of the study, people were averaging about one lie per week. And because of that, their overall health improved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And suddenly they had no friends and family because they just told everyone that they are ugly, that they don't like hanging
out
with them.
In the 10 weeks of trying not to lie, the average person had about 3 fewer physical complaints and 4 fewer mental health complaints, too. The theory here is pretty obvious. Even if you don't think about your lies, the stress that comes from telling lies takes a toll on you.
Huh.
So don't lie if you want to be healthier.
Okay,
all right.
Ugly.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. I appreciate the honesty, though. I do. This guy never lies to his shoe. This is the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.